Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Alex Maloney, Group Chief Executive of Lancashire Group. Alex, it's great to have you with us again. Thank you.
Hi, Richard. Good to see you.
So, Alex, Lancashire celebrates its 20th anniversary this year. Congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank you.
What's the secret of its success?
It feels like yesterday that AM Best gave us a rating, so thank you for that. I think the biggest part of Lancashire has always been just accepting the cycle. You know, the cycle will always be here. And I think if you truly believe in the cycle, in insurance and reinsurance, and you manage your business accordingly, I think you have a really good chance of being here after 20 years. So I think that's a real big part of their DNA. I think attracting the best people you can and retaining the best people you can is absolutely key. And that was key 20 years ago, and it's key today, and it'll be key in 20 years' time. And I think lastly, I think you have to have a culture and you have to have some fun on the way. You know, you have to have a business where you believe in certain factors on how you run the business, and it has to be interesting for people. I just don't think you can maintain a business over the long time unless people actually want to come to work and they surrounded by high quality colleagues and they believe in your business plan and your mission. So I think if you get those three things right, you can have a business for 20 years. But the number one factor is accepting the cycle will always be here and managing your business accordingly.
So you touched there on building relationships within the company and having the staff on board. But
yeah,
I guess reinsurers love to talk about building relationships with their clients. How can reinsurers do that in a softening market? Are there new, fresh challenges at that?
So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think you build relationships in a softening market. I think you're always building relationships. And hopefully, as you enter a softening market, you've built deep relationships, and they may be cross geographies. So you've already got those relationships, hopefully, when you go into a soft cycle. But obviously, you know, they can be strained at certain times in the cycle, but hopefully the people you're trading with understand that you're a long-term player, as Lancashire is, and you're going to trade through the soft cycle and you're going to trade through the hard cycle together. So hopefully you have those relationships when things get more competitive, but equally when you come through the other side, you're still with those partners over many years.
Do you have a sense as to where we are in the cycle?
I think it'd be very easy to stand here today and be totally negative about where we are. You know, we've had a very good 5, 6, 7 year cycle of rate change, and this is the first year you've seen any form of softening. So I think some of the commentaries are a bit ahead of where we are today. You know, I think most product lines, most reinsurance products are well priced, and a lot of work's been done in the last few years. So I'm not completely negative on where we are today, but it's clear, you know, competition is much stronger than what it was 12 months ago. And I think that's why people are making some of the comments they are.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So we're here in Monte Carlo, lots of talk about various topics. One topic that seems to always be on the agenda is AI. Do you have a sense as to the opportunities or the challenges that AI presents?
So I definitely think there are going to be challenges with AI for these type of businesses, and I do not believe it's a silver bullet. I think it'd be a real mistake for people to think, particularly as things get more competitive, AI is going to solve all my problems. It's going to create a huge saving on my expenses. Therefore, I can allow my underwriting to slip as the market gets more competitive. So I think there'll be efficiencies in our own business. We are trialing probably 11 different AI applications. Some of those we will adopt, some of those we won't. But it's not going to be a silver bullet. And I do think that our industry does have a history of looking for silver bullets to bail them out of more difficult decisions. So I think it will help. It will make us more efficient, but you still have to get your underwriting correct.
Thanks. One final question, if I may. What issues are being missed now that will be most important in the future?
So I just think as the market starts to soften, I think we can all learn lessons from the past. So, you know, if you've been around for long enough, some of the things you hear today are very similar to what you heard 10 or 15 years ago. So I think we can all learn lessons from the past. I don't necessarily think there's anything completely new this time round. And I think the solutions are reasonably obvious for those that have a plan that very much matches the market opportunity. You know, one thing at Lancashire we've always done is have a plan that matches the market opportunity. When I hear people's plans that are far too ambitious for the market opportunity, that will probably end poorly, I would suggest. So I think there's a lot of lessons from the past. I think what we do shouldn't be as complicated as it is sometimes, but I think the answers are already there if you look back long enough.
That's great. Alex, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.